Got to tune to the afternoon show, listener powered, member supported, 90.3 FM, KEXP.org worldwide. And here in studio with Atmosphere, kind of an acoustic stripped down set here, with huddled around one mic. That's cool. Do you do this kind of performance often?
No. No, this is pretty rare, actually.
That's what I figured. So so thanks, first of all.
Thank you.
You bet. Just love it when listeners can have sort of a different kind of experience, right? Does that freak you out at all? Is it offsetting to play a little more stripped-down acoustic?
So far, so good. I'm doing okay. You guys just played Blue Scholars next to Tom Waits. I feel very comfortable with this. Like,
Nice. Cool. Well, I'm very excited to have you in today. And Sean, do you mind introducing who you have with you?
Today I have, sitting right here, this is Monkwe Ndosi.
Hi, Monkwe.
Hi.
Welcome. She sings. She's also kind of like a dietary advisor. And this is Nate Collis. He plays the guitar, and he's kind of my bodyguard.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. So everybody multitasks here.
Everybody wears numerous hats.
Cool. Well, how about a song, and then we can touch base on the new record a little bit.
Okay, this song is this is on the new record. It's called Guarantees. Warehouse wages kill the ends. Introduction, man, I should have schooled it up when I was younger, should have stuck to plan. Always had the dreams of being more self-assertive. My kid's a teenager now, he needs the health insurance. So break the body, break my soul down. Just another zombie walking blindly through your ghost town. Pull up to the bar to politic and tap the power. Ain't nobody really all that jolly at your happy hour. But I don't wanna go home yet, so I'ma talk to my cigarette and that television set. Doesn't matter what brand or station, anything to take away from the current situation. No overtime pay, no holiday, months behind on everything but the lottery. Winter around the corner guaranteeing that my car dies. Wifey having trouble trying to juggle both the part times. My cup ain't close to filled up, we trying to build up so we can have enough. And when I finally get the color, won't be nothing left to paint on. A friend of mine tried to kill himself to the same song. My better half is mad at making magic out of canned goods. My tax bracket status got her questioning my manhood. My shorty got caught smoking at a concert. And if I smack them, everybody treat me like a monster. My neighbors ain't doing much better. And we make it competition instead of sticking together. Can't save no nest egg. In fact, this nest is rented. In fact, that rent is late. Wait, the money ain't here. The raise ain't coming. Just me and my son and that crazy woman and those bartenders. Your whole country got everybody swallowing that lunch meat. Maybe if we speed up the process, kill me in my 30s in the name of progress, put me in the dirt and then change the topic. Sometimes seems like the only way to stop it. Contemplate my departure date. Doesn't take a lot to get a lot of us to talk this way. Take a shot at me, that's all I'm obligated for. Apparently my only guarantee is a walk away. Is a life worth dying for? 'Cause death don't wait for no one. She's sitting on your front door. only guarantee in life is a life worth dying for. Cause death don't wait for no one. She's sitting on your front door.
Atmosphere Slug, along with Monque and Nate here live in studio at KEXP, doing a sold-out show tonight at the Showbox. A track called Guarantee is from the new record, When Life Gives You Lemons, You Paint That Stuff Gold.
Stuff. Is this I love seeing how people try to say that.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
What's the best one you've seen?
Ish. You paint that ish gold.
Is this your optimistic record?
That's one way to put it. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you know, in comparison to all of my other silly, cynical, pessimistic, crappy records, yeah, this is my optimistic one.
There's been a sense of broodingness undercurrent throughout.
Yeah, I noticed that. I think I noticed it late, you know, but I'm not upset. I'm not brooding. I never really was. I don't know what that was about.
It's interesting, though. Sometimes, you know, when you create art, it doesn't necessarily reflect your sort of day-to-day demeanor.
No, I agree. But I think in this, like, keep it real mentality that you have inside of hip-hop, it's that everybody expected these songs to totally represent who I was in the past. You know, I would meet kids or fans, and they would kind of get confused at the fact that I'm just a dork that likes to, you know, crack really bad jokes. You know what I mean?
And so, right.
So I think this record definitely was a push towards, you know, I'm sorry, I forgot to turn my phone off. If you want,
that
you happens
go ahead so often.
Find it and just break it. Like, I did want to make a record that I wasn't necessarily shooting for like happy circus clown optimism or anything like that. It was more just like I wanted to offer more resolution in the music. In the past, a lot of the songs were just kind of your standard complaining. I caught on way late that, you know, I was basically exercising like eighth grade creative writing skills. I was offering no resolution, and then that was something I definitely was looking to do this time out.
What kind of led you to that epiphany
I believe I was becoming a caricature of myself almost. You know, I think the music was starting to take its toll on my own life and my own cycles, and I thought, you know, as an experiment, I would try to write resolution into my music just to see if maybe that would help me achieve resolution in the real world.
Cool. Has that worked out?
I mean, I think so far so great. You know, I think it probably was on that path anyway. It's just one of those things where you got to sometimes trick yourself into seeing the forest for the trees.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to do when you're just kind of in your life, right? Day to day to day, you might realize that you're kind of, whatever anybody's doing, right? That you might be in some sort of rut. You might know that and feel like you need to pull yourself out of it, but it's so hard to do. You've been doing music now for 11 plus years. What kind of advice would you give a younger version of you for just kind of career advice?
I mean, you know, the thing that I tell most kids that do come up and ask for advice is to tell the truth. And I don't just mean in your songs, but just in general. Like, don't lie. And you know, don't push something that isn't, you know, something you can't back up 100%. Like, I feel like if you have to have an agenda, or if you have to, you know, if you have to pull one over on somebody in order to get what you're trying to get, then it's not real anyway, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like, you know, the greatest hustle is to just be yourself. And that's kind of, I guess, you know, not to sound like a bumper sticker, but I talk in bumper stickers. That's kind of my thing.
That's so great. It's hard. That's one of the toughest challenges, right? Not to not talk in bumper stickers, but to be real. So you got some interesting guests on here, Tune Day of TV on the Radio, and Tom Waits. Like, how did you hook up with Tom Waits?
Me and him have a lot of mutual friends, you know, and I have had these friends for a long time, including his son. I'm friends with his kid, and it was only a matter of time before I like before I grew the I guess confidence to turn to some of these people and go, hey, have we been friends long enough now for me to ask you to connect me to this guy without feeling like I'm using you to get to this guy, you know?
Yep.
And everybody was just like, yeah, what do you want, you know? And so I got in touch with his people and sent him a copy of the song, and he contacted me and said he liked it and that he appreciated the message behind the song even. And you know, it was kind of an exciting month there for me as we, you know, kind of scheduled and put together for him to record that. But and he did it basically on a favor. You know, he was like, you know, I'll do this. You know, generally I only work with friends. I've tried to keep that a rule, but I figured I'd bend that rule for Tom Waits, you know, because I don't
challenge
really
yourself.
Know him. Yeah. And so, you know, he did what he did and sent it back, and I loved it, and now I owe him a favor.
Cool.
You know, what's funny is when I sent that to him, I initially was asking him to sing the chorus for it. There used to be a chorus on that song, and when he sent it back, he wanted it on 4-track for starters, which I thought was great because that's kind of how I like to work. I work on 4-track a lot. So when I sent it to him, you know, he did his thing. He sent it back, and I'm sitting there analyzing the tape, looking for his singing, and couldn't find it. You know, instead he played a guitar, he played a shaker, and he beatboxed. Not what I was anticipating, but it turned out to be absolutely great. And I figure now, when it's time to return the favor, and he sends me a song, I can like try to play the flute.
Yeah, you can have some creative liberty with
or
it,
or pick up a tuba or something. Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool that you know, he kind of took that kind of time and had some fun with it.
Yeah, definitely in the validating game. Yeah, he definitely validated me with that.
Oh,
yeah.
The song "The Waitress," which just title alone conjures up images of Tom Waits in a way. So,
You mean Tom Waits as a waitress?
No, he always is writing about characters, right? You know, and I don't
can
know.
I top off your coffee for you? Like,
Exactly. He's that's good. That's really good. God, I saw him. I saw this DVD of a 70s DVD of him performing, and it was just so great because his face looked so young, but he still had that character that he's got now, you know, and just looked awesome. So you were one of the founding members of the Rhymesayers label in Minneapolis, right around the time I actually left Minneapolis, and man. Congratulations on a lot of success.
I knew I recognized. I recognized your name. I knew I recognized your name. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
See, I was freaking out.
Why did you leave? We need you.
We're
105. 105.
105. Sorry. Yeah.
My time had passed there. You know, it was time to go do something.
I totally
signed the petition like 15 times at Lollapalooza.
Thank you. For those that don't know, well, that was actually 104, and then it became 105 about a decade ago. I left Minneapolis after being there, working at First Ave for like 14 years in a radio station. But Minneapolis sort of hadn't really, a hip-hop scene hadn't really coalesced yet.
Right. It was trying. It was at the time you were there. It was you had the Micronauts, who were kind of like the guys that were putting in most of the work, trying to organize events, trying to, you know, make sure that there were things going on for kids. But it was a real struggle because the clubs weren't very open to it. You know, they were. For starters, we didn't get a lot of national tours coming through, which always kind of starves the scene.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
You have to have the big guys come through so that us little guys can see how it's done. You know what I mean? And so, you know, Minneapolis being way up there, you know, and kind of out of the way if you're Milwaukee and Chicago in it. You know what I mean?
It's totally.
Yeah, it definitely took a while. But I would say the Micronauts, you know, as artists and even as activists, really planted a lot of seeds that ended up sprouting and growing into what we have there right now, you know. And a lot of times people want to give us at Rhymesayers like so much credit for getting that scene going, but I have to say, like, without the Micronauts, we, you know, those seeds might not have even been planted in us to get organized with it, you know.
Very cool.
I used to be really bad with people, and now I'm awesome with people. I'm so good.
That is so great. Just in paying respect where it's due and acknowledging kind of those that influenced you Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah. Well, they taught us. You know, they taught us what they knew, kind of, you know. And then they dipped. They moved.
Yeah. Did you ever envision a Twin Cities celebration of hip-hop festival, an annual event like that?
You know, I know that there've been so many people that wanted to pull something together like that. It just finally required the right people to put their egos aside and really get it going. And so I'm glad it took as long as it took for Toki and those guys to be the ones to put it together, because I think that prematurely, if some of the people before them would have handled it, it wouldn't have been as organized or as beautiful of a movement. You know what I mean? But now, yeah, the Twin Cities hip hop movement is really the especially the festivals. It's a pretty beautiful thing that we got going on.
It is. It's cool. Slug of Atmosphere live in the studio here with Monkway and Nate, and playing a sold out show tonight at the Showbox. Do you mind playing a couple more songs?
I was going to ask you if I could. This song's called You.
You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through. But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through. But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know you.
You just got off work, huh? Another night feel like the worst one. You didn't even count your tips yet, but you can tell that it ain't no big step. I don't see why you so nice. The customers are all low-lifes. But don't fight, just keep the lip stiff and get that money. It's the weekend shift. But why they all gotta be freaks, huh? Wish they would just eat and leave, huh? And keep their eyes to theyself. Already insecure, don't need any help. And you can blame the pride that makes you hold your anger inside. But deep down, you wanna curse them all. Like
You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through. But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through.
But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know you. Nah, attitude check, you still show up, you haven't quit yet. And even when you're meek and sweet, they still treat you like a piece of meat, huh? Outrageous. Each day this clock tick tock and you still a waitress. Gotta pay them student loans and the lights and the phone and the food and the home. Oh, and you ain't quite broke, but you couldn't afford that place on your own. Got a roommate to split the rent with, and now you never feel independent. And everything seems so hollow, cause after work, where'd that smile go? Better bring it back tomorrow. Now pick up the pace and you might make bar close. Perfect, last call then some. Flirting, sexual tension. Surfing through them men, cause they all searching for that bent one. Or just one to bend. And you look like you could be my friend. With a smile like that, I gotta flirt, girl. You look like you just got off work. Huh.
You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through. But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know. You love the people that love you. You hear the music they move to. You give your all to the fall through. But you don't know, you don't know, you don't know, you don't know you.
Urgh.
Nice, nice. Acoustic stripped down version of Atmosphere.
That song scares me.
Why?
I don't know. It's just so like, hey.
Bouncy.
Yeah. It reminds me of
catchy.
Like cartoon. Yeah.
That you can find in another form on the new album, When Life Gives You Lemons. You paint that is gold. How's that?
That's right.
So the album is in two formats, your basic CD, right? And then there's a hardcover version with a book, right? With
a children's story. It's not really for children.
I was wondering about that.
Aesthetically, it's a children's book, but I wouldn't read it to your kid. I mean, unless your kid is like super advanced and is a scenester. If your 9-year-old is, you know, drinking Pibbers and smoking Camel Straights, you totally let your kid read the book.
Awesome. And did you do, is there drawings and stuff?
Yeah, there's drawings. A friend of mine named Marshall Larada from a group, actually a group back home called Doomtree, he did the illustrations and I wrote the words.
Nice. Cool. Any other writing like that in the works?
Oh, no, I don't know. I mean, we'll see, you know.
Children's stories series.
I can't be pretentious enough to think that I actually am supposed to do that. I'm allowed to do it because I make my own rules, but yeah. And then I don't think the book is, you know, as good as children's books are supposed to be. So maybe if I keep trying, maybe by the fourth or fifth one, I'll actually be like, oh, see, I make good cheeseburgers.
Cool. How about another track?
Song. This one's called Not Another Day, and it's actually, there's a release that we put out a week ago called Sad Clown Bad Spring 12, and it's actually post the LP. It's just an EP.
A digital thing, or is it physical?
No, it's physical. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm an idiot, man. I just want to release as much music as I can, you know, before they take me away. So this song is off of that release, and it's called Not Another Day. She caught the bus at 5:06. That's in the AM for all you little trust fund kids. And it's a 45-minute trip. If she's not in by 6, she'll catch another pink slip. And that's 3, and that means fire, the coffee thermos in the purse to help her keep wired. The daycare where she drops the baby off, thank God it's on the same block as the bus stop. By 5:30, she's halfway there, and her back already hurts from the bus's plastic chair. Live to work, to live, to work, to live. She's gotta feed the kid and give it all she's got to give. Plus, she's trying to catch a little overtime. If she stays till 4, she could be home by 5, right? Shuts her eyes for the rest of the route and keeps her headphones loud to drown everything out but the same old song. Whoa, whoa, not another day, not another day of the same old song. Whoa, whoa, not another day, not another day of the same old song. Seems like nobody even knew his name, huh? If he disappeared, would they even see the blank spot? The only kids that might notice are the ones who push him up and down the hallways and in the lunchroom. Sometimes he looks at his bruises and wants to come to school with a gun like those kids on the news did. But nah, man, they don't deserve to die. He's the type that couldn't even murder a fly, huh? I guess you get used to the life. Maybe that's why he refuses to cry. Takes it on the chin, takes it in stride. What doesn't break you just makes you stronger, right? So he sits by himself on a school bus, hoping that today he wouldn't have to put his dukes up. But just like any other, here they come to mess with his comfort. Can't wait for summer, it's the same old song. Whoa, whoa, not another day, not another day of the same old song. Come on. Whoa, whoa, not another day. He woke up at the break of dawn when the city's bloodline starts to waste along. The generators on those public buses is enough to bust you out of any dream that you stuck with. I guess that's the chance you taking when you camp out in front of that transfer station. And this town got no answers to chase, man. That's why he always sleeps near the transportation. panhandling, transient freedom, transplant not from this region. But when the wind starts to whisper its lips, he knows enough to pack it up and dip out before the winter hits. Childhood dreams washed down the gutter, both parents gone, no sisters, no brothers. Weak memory, strong paranoia, while the same song repeats in his head over and over and over and over it goes. Whoa, whoa, not another day, not another day of the same old song, come on. Whoa, whoa, not another day, not another day of the same old song, nuh-uh. Whoa, whoa, not another day, not another day of the same old song. Whoa, whoa, not another day, not another day of the same old song. Thank you for having us.
You bet. Thank you so much. It's Atmosphere's Slug, along with Monkway on vocals and Nate on guitar. And
it's nice seeing you again.
Yeah.
I'm
thank
serious,
you.
Man.
Thank
like,
you.
It was Depth Probe, right?
It was. Depth Probe was just
Cole,
a hardcore
man. This is just
dance
nostalgic because I was freaking out when you walked in. And I'm like going, is this the
yeah.
dude?
Yeah.
I was like, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. I love Minneapolis. Just was time to move on. How was the winter?
So it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Yeah,
it's
jabby now.
No, no. I talked to my mom in January, and it's like 50, and there's no snow sometimes. I'm like, that's
no,
not right.
No, it was a pretty good winter. It was good.
Good. Good.
It's going to be a good summer.
Yeah, yeah. Love it. Love it there. So thank you again for stopping by, and thanks for playing a brand new song. And just have one last question. I always like to ask listeners if they have any questions for you. And so this comes from Sarah. She says, a question for Slug. Is he going to be rocking the molester mustache tonight? If so, tell him I've officially replaced him with Aesop Rock as my fantasy when I'm having sex with my boyfriend.
I really appreciate I really appreciate you replacing me with Aesop anyway. That kind of freaks me out, Sarah. But I miss you. It's been a while since I've seen you. I don't have a mustache.
I can answer that. Good, yeah. Good soul patch going.
Good, yeah, yeah. I've had the soul patch since I was 4, but I don't have the mustache. But Sarah, I do have the long hair, and you can totally start thinking about Aesop Rock when you're naked. I do.
Awesome. Thanks again for stopping by. Thanks to Janice for helping out, and for Kevin on sound. This is the afternoon show on KEXP Seattle.